At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hour 2, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Covered a lot in that first hour.
Busy.
Drake May, 4 picks at OTAs yesterday. Are we putting too much on Drake May? Are we too sure he's going to be a lock this year? Mike Vrabel, not a top 10 coach, according to this show.
No.
Close, knocking on the door.
No, yeah, he's there.
But not quite there.
No, he and Drake May are kind of probably similarly ranked. Yeah. Maybe Vrabel a little higher than May is, but they both have the opportunity by the end of the year to be top 10 guys at their spots. But I think going into the year, it's a little too much if
yeah,
you put him there.
And just, it comes on the heels. We're getting some blowback about, oh, what? Well, you're ripping Drake May and you're down on Vrabel. We just spent all last week going,
I got him at 10 wins.
9 and 10 wins for the Patriots. So it's just, did we jump the gun a little bit based on
maybe
overrating May, overrating Vrabel? Kind of a jumping off point here today. We also got to the situation last night at Fenway Park. Another win without Alex Cora, ejected, broke a bullpen phone, bigger a-hole, the ump, or Walker Buehler last night. Buehler.
Ump.
Buehler.
But we shouldn't even be ever talking about umps.
When we get to the Red Sox, though, it is important to know that the crochet lady will be at Fenway tonight, which is a good update as well that we covered.
No doubt.
So Adam Schefter, and we're awaiting the news on the tush push. Hopefully that gets banned. Cheapest play in sports.
Sounds like it's going to.
I think it is going
to. That's the early talk.
Well, and here's an indication that it might. The Lions withdrew.
Yeah.
Their playoff reseeding request. They just withdrew it. They're like, well, that's not going to pass.
Yeah, we're out.
Yeah. You're not going to downvote it. We're actually going to take
that
back.
We don't like this anymore.
Right. I'm not going to ask you to prom. I never even asked you to prom.
Yeah, you can't say no.
Yeah.
The tush push is, so this is also the Packers that put this out there. So the Packers and Eagles rivalry, I think, is going to kick up a little bit of a notch, right?
Sure.
Like, they're going to blame them for this. I think they're still going to probably try to run it, but it won't have as much success. Jalen Hurts is still a good QB sneak quarterback. Mean, like, he's still going to
get
run
a QB sneak all the time.
But it's funny.
But they're not going to drag him across the line rugby style, which is just, that's not football. People are like, it's a football play. Stop it. That isn't football.
But we had the guy, and it'll
dragging
be funny
your teammate down the
to
field.
See what their fourth and short percentages are next year, because we had the guy on from WIP. And you were calling it like a cheap play. He's like, well, they actually don't even end up pushing them all that often. We're like, all right.
Let's see if it works.
We'll see.
Let's see.
We shall see, sir.
I bet Hurts is still going to be good at the QBC.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Most quarterbacks are pretty good at it.
I'll tell you what, though. Fantasy stock up on Saquon.
Oh, big time.
Goal line touchdowns are going to be more Saquon than Hurts
so
now.
So sell high.
If the tush pushes out, look out for Jalen Hurts TDs. Can't bet that touchdown. Dropping like a stone in
sucker's
fantasy.
Sucker's bet.
It is. Absolutely a sucker's bet. But Schefter had the update yesterday. NFL owners voted to permit players to participate in flag football at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. It was actually a unanimous vote, 32 for 32.
Which makes sense. At first, I was like, oh, I wonder if they're going to be like sticks in the mud about it because you see guys like in the Four Nations getting hurt and stuff like that. But their whole thing is growing the game. They're playing regular season games in Brazil, Germany, London, Mexico. It'd be kind of insane if they wouldn't let these guys do it. Plus, it's not even contact football. It's flag. So, sure, there's a chance that somebody gets hurt still, you know, cuts wrong and whatever. That's still a possibility. But if you want to grow the game, I'm not saying this is going to have a Dream Team 92 impact on the world, but there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this thing. And if you have your NFL guys out there, it's only going to help.
Robert Edwards was beach flag football? What was
that? Yeah, that was on the
sand. That was like an extra
that was on the sand,
an extra layer to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, could an injury happen? Sure. But the detail that came out yesterday or the day prior that every team is only subject to one player.
One player per country.
Country. Good point.
So I don't know how many countries are going to have teams
could,
in this.
You could technically have more than one player, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I don't know how big the field's going to be. Is it like 8 or is it like 16? Like, I have no idea.
I don't know. Good question. So we thought it might be a good idea. We like drafting stuff.
Love
on
it.
This show.
Sure.
We thought it might be a good idea to put together some flag football rosters.
So here's the one rule.
Yeah.
You can't have on your team
two guys from one team.
Or, yeah, no, here's my question. Because it's your own team and you're drafting. But if I take somebody off of one team, does that cancel everybody off of that team?
It probably should, but we might lose track of that. But it probably
okay,
should.
Okay, so let's not do that then.
Okay.
But how about for your own team?
You can only have one guy per team.
Yeah. That makes sense? That's
like
easier
it.
To wrap
yeah,
your head
yeah, I think we should be okay with that.
Is that good, Nick?
You
good
yeah, because I think keeping track of the teams would be too difficult.
I'm going to try to do it in real time. Let's see how we do
with
this.
Yeah, we'll see how we do.
So we're going to draft one quarterback, one running back, three wide receivers, one tight end.
And remember, it's flag football.
Yes. Yeah,
that's important.
No, this is very important.
That's important. It's flag football because we're going to put this up for a vote later, and I'm sure there's going to be people that just take the better, like, tackle
NFL
football
roster.
Team.
Yeah, yeah,
which is fine. That's how you want to vote. But remember, it's flag. No contact, ideally.
I think that would be...
That's an important part.
Well, it's now, an ideal piece to this, yeah.
Now, last time we did a draft, we used the combine results
yeah.
for the draft order. Yeah, we're going to do a classic snake draft.
How are so we doing the order?
Terp has a randomizer, one of those like wheels, okay. a randomizer wheel. Terp, if you want to fire that up on Twitch and on YouTube so we can see that.
Oh, we're going to be able to see it?
I think so. That's
great.
The plan.
Okay, good.
So our four names are on there.
Oh, nice.
Very well done. Keith, Billy, Jones, Nick.
Go yellow.
Ahead, go ahead and click that. This will be the fourth pick? Yeah, this will be the fourth pick.
Okay. This is for pick
four. So it builds these, the anticipation for pick number one.
Okay.
So he spins it. It's random.
Billy,
keep going.
Billy,
that's going to be Lanny.
You're pick four there, Bill.
Billy has pick four. It's classic snake draft, so he also has the fifth pick.
Four and five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Not a bad spot
Things
to be,
Things are looking
Bill.
Up. Okay.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
For the number three
keep
pick.
Keep going, Terp.
This is actually better than the NBA draft lottery.
This is
kind of like the
this
NHL
is on the
draft
up and
lottery.
Up.
Yeah, no,
unlike
this is on the level. Oh, no. Oh, no, stop.
Oh, I think it's going to be Nick picking third. Stop.
Nick three.
All right, Nick.
Okay, it's between Jones and Keith.
Build your strategy.
Come on, baby.
Oh
wait
there it
a
is.
Minute.
Do that. No, it's over the other way.
Son of a...
All right, Jones picking...
Second.
Second.
All right, good. That's where I wanted to be.
All right, very good.
All right, Keith number one.
Okay, so here we go. With the first pick, oh man, I was not prepared for the first pick. I will take, I'm going to take Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs?
I'm taking Sonic from Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, no, we know who that is.
Oh, just for the listener, Jones, not everybody knows this. I'm taking Jahmyr Gibbs, running back from the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
With my number one pick.
Okay, my number one pick, I'm going wide out. I want Jamar Chase.
All right.
That means, Nick, you are on the clock.
I'm going quarterback
Gibbs,
first,
Jamar Chase.
And wow. I'm going Jaden Daniels.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
These are
not who I would have gone with.
These are different philosophies.
It's three different positions.
Okay, let's see where lined up. All right, Billy, you got back-to-back
I would not have
picks.
Gone Jaden Daniels. All right, Billy's got back-to-back.
I'm going Justin Jefferson.
Okay, I like it.
Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
That's well done, Bill.
Okay, Jefferson.
That might be, in some places, the top wideout, top running back.
Yeah, so I was choosing
in
between.
Some places.
At pick
Murphy.
Two, I was choosing between Jefferson,
USA.
Jefferson and Chase. I prefer Chase, but I was choosing between the two. Okay, Nick, you are back on the clock with pick six.
Am I allowed to take Jeremiah Smith because he will be in the NFL by the time the Olympics happen?
I mean, if you want to, sure, but
sure.
I wouldn't advise it, but go for it.
I'm going to take Jeremiah Smith.
You're okay. not going to win this draft. You're
in
not
the second round, we're taking him?
Second round?
You can take.
He's going to be a top five wide receiver by the time he gets here.
But no one else, he was not on no one else's radar. You could have made your last pick
yeah,
with
that's
him.
Fine.
But okay, but he's
going
to
have fun.
I mean, the chances of us being on in 2028 to talk about these picks, Nick, are slim, but that's fine.
Right. Imagine the screenshots in 3 years.
Remember this?
I'm have to deal with this.
Like, wow.
All right. I'm back on the clock. Is that right?
Yeah.
Jeremiah Smith is gone. Damn.
He's off the board.
That's a shame. Why don't you give me CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I have
Keith,
two.
You got back-to-back.
Yep. Back-to-back picks. I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Going with Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
And with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay. St. Brown.
Yeah.
Like it.
St. Brown.
That was picks 8 and 9, correct?
That's right. So right, I got my quarterback, I got my running back, and I got a wide receiver.
All right, so after round three, let's update the rosters real quick so people can follow along.
Very good.
But you have Lamar, Gibbs, and St. Brown.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Which, actually, aren't you not allowed to have Gibbs and St. Brown?
Yeah, you're not.
Damn it.
You're out on Amon Ra.
I'm throwing Amon
Ra
out.
That was like the one rule we
I'm
had.
Throwing Amon Ra out.
That was your rule.
Well, good catch. Yeah. Hey, that's just a good catch. Yeah. Before we got too far ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, that was the ninth pick, so good. Okay.
I'll take Ladd McConkey.
Okay.
Taking Ladd McConkey.
Ladd.
Ladd.
Which is something Elliot Wolf would definitely not do.
No, he wouldn't take him. No, he'd pass.
Okay, that is pick nine.
Son of a bitch.
I'm tempted to snipe St. Brown right
you
now.
You should. The guy's a great player.
I think I got more going on roster wise that I'm looking at as this thing plays out.
Okay.
Why don't you give me?
Yeah. I'm listening.
Still very mobile. I don't know if he's as good in flag football as tackle, but I want Josh Allen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even have him on my big board.
You don't think it's going to be on? Not even on the big board.
I wrote down five quarterbacks, didn't have him on there.
I wrote down six. He's on there.
Too much of him is truck stick. He's less elusive than he is power back.
Like, he's going to be shaking people.
No.
I'm playing to the votes out
I
there.
Think that's bad. Yeah, you are. You're playing tackle football.
All right. Give me Jeremiah Smith. No, I'm just kidding. pick number 11 is Nick, third round.
Give me Bijan Robinson.
Ooh, I do like that.
Good one. Yep, he was on my big board as well.
Okay. Billy?
I'm going to go with, it's just one pick, right?
Yeah, that's just pause after this, yeah.
I'm going to take Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert, okay. Was he on your big board, Keith?
No.
All right. No, there are no quarterbacks on Keith's big board. All right, here's what we have through three rounds. Keith drafted first overall. He took Jahmyr Gibbs. He got Lamar Jackson, a quarterback in the second round. His number one wide receiver, Ladd McConkey.
He tried getting Amon-Ra St. Brown, but he screwed up.
Okay. So you have a quarterback.
Also, you know what? That actually is going to create a problem. I mean, 3 years from now, the teams are all going to be different in the NFL. But Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jahmyr Gibbs, just those two alone.
Yeah.
If they both wanted to play and they're like, no, only one of you can.
Yeah, who can?
That's kind of
good question. All right, so you have quarterback, running back, wide receiver. Yeah. I went Jamar Chase. I went CeeDee Lamb. I went Josh Allen. So I have two receivers and a quarterback. Nick, with the third overall pick, took Jaden Daniels. He also has Bijan Robinson and Jeremiah Smith. Quarterback, running
which
back.
Actually might be an issue because if he gets drafted by any of these
this is a good point.
That's right. You got to lose him.
Future wide receiver. And then Billy also has quarterback, running back, wide receiver. He's got Justin Herbert. He has Saquon Barkley and Justin Jefferson. Okay, Billy, you're back on the clock.
Okay, I am going to go with – I'm going to take Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy, right. Pick 13. Okay. That is pick 13, second wide receiver for Billy Lanny. Nick.
Nick, what do you
have? I am going tight end here. I'm going Brock Bowers.
Okay. Oh, good one, Nick. All right. I'm surprised you didn't go with some high school tight end.
Don't you think?
Gunnar Helm.
Don't you think tight ends are kind of the kicker defense of this
it's
draft?
It's sort of the last pick.
You're kind of getting a nice
Brock
standout
Bowers
player.
Is basically a wide receiver.
You got the best one.
Okay, that's true. Is it back to me? It is back to me.
You got one, then I got two.
Give me
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, you can't take St. Brown. So give me CMC. I'll take and I don't know. I guess I hadn't even factored in how old he's going to be in the Olympics, but I want McCaffrey.
Oh, and how hurt?
Yeah,
he might hurt.
Well, he'll be nice and rested
but
by
CMC?
Then. But give me Christian McCaffrey with pick number 15.
All right.
Back-to-back picks for Keith.
Back-to-back picks. I'm going to go with my second and third wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Malik Nabers.
Oh, I like that.
And I'm going to go with torn between two, but I'll go Tyreek Hill.
Okay. I wasn't sure what to do with him.
He's a little old.
Yeah.
Will he be in football?
Good question.
But he might be one of those guys that's like, I want to come back just for the flag.
He was on
and he's still going to be super fast.
He was on the big board.
Yeah,
he was on the. I wasn't really sure what to do with him, but he was on
I
the big board.
I thought of his teammate, but I was like, I'll just take the explosive speed.
Yeah.
I'll go with Hill.
Okay. I wanted to do this anyways, but I'm surprised he's still here. I want St. Brown. So give me Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Damn.
At pick 18.
I would have taken him several rounds earlier.
Two more picks here in the fifth round, and then we'll wrap it up with our final pick, and we'll compare rosters.
Okay.
Nick, you're up. So I'm sorry.
I will take Nico Collins.
Okay, Nico.
Nico Collins.
Bit of a jump ball guy.
Yep, that's true.
For
that's true.
Flag football.
Always open downfield.
That's fine. True. He is always open. All right, Billy, final pick of the fifth round.
Derrick Henry.
So this is the player I thought of.
I know.
Don't you already have – you have a running back. You have Saquon.
Yep.
I thought we're not taking two.
Nope. Throw it back, Bill.
One running back.
Throw him back.
George Kittle.
George Kittle.
Kittle. Pencil him in. Okay, Billy, that was pick number 20. You need a wide receiver here in the last round, Bill.
All right.
Right now?
Yes. Back-to-back. Classic snake draft.
Classic. Then I will take, let's go with George Pickens.
George Pickens.
Ooh, wild man.
Okay. Right, I would not be able to draft him with a Dallas Cowboy on my team. All right, Billy's done. Pick 22. Three picks to go, Nick. You need a wide receiver.
Brian Thomas Jr.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, nice.
BTJ.
Nice.
Okay, I'm up. Pick 23.
Yeah.
I need a tight end.
Who's it going to be?
McBride? Give me McBride.
Trey McBride?
Yeah, give me Trey McBride.
This is an Olympic team.
Yeah, whatever. Trey McBride.
The guy who doesn't score.
Yeah.
He doesn't score anything.
Catches a lot of passes. Yeah. He's going to be open.
Yeah, I guess.
It's whatever. It's the last round. Who's your tight end there, Keith?
I will go with Ty Warren.
Ty Warren?
Yeah.
Ooh, I thought about a rookie tight end there. Okay.
Yeah, well, I thought about Sam Laporta, but I already have a Lion. The Lions are going to be pissed. All those guys.
You just want five Lions.
I just want the Lions. Send the Lions, like Team USA sent the Celtics.
So, already people are saying, surprise, no one said Travis Hunter. I had the conundrum of Derrick Henry. It's like, for flag football, Derrick Henry, what would he do?
I don't know. He is fast.
I'm saying I legitimately don't know. That might have been a great pick if he already had Saquon Barkley, well, but that might be a great pick.
Part of my reasoning behind Jahmyr Gibbs was I thought he might be one of the more elusive of the backs.
Sure.
And that's why I was like, for flag football, would he be better? Like, I think, yeah, you'd rather have Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley in real football, but that's why I opted for Gibbs.
Okay. So here are the rosters. I'm going to break them down real quick, and then Terp's going to put this up for vote.
Yeah,
at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram.
Best flag football team.
Flag football team. Now, some of us might be playing to the masses, but flag football team. Keefe has Lamar Jackson at quarterback, Jahmyr Gibbs at running back. His three wide receivers are Ladd McConkey, Malik Nabers, and Tyreek Hill.
It's pretty good.
Tight end Tyler Warren, rookie out of Penn State on the Indianapolis Colts. Nice. All right, I went second by roster. Josh Allen, which got scoffs.
No, it's flag football.
Running back, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Wide receivers, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Amon Ross St. Brown.
You have the best football team.
Yeah. Tight end Trey McBride.
It's not tackle football in the Olympics. It's flag football.
Still got to get open and catch it.
We got to make sure when Terp puts the graphic out that it says flag like 30 places.
Yeah, just so people are.
Like, that team's clearly the best.
I'm banking on people won't read it.
No, they won't.
I'm going to win this vote.
I like your chances.
Nick is up. He has Jaden Daniels at quarterback, his running back, Bijan Robinson, three receivers, Jeremiah Smith, Nico Collins, Brian Thomas Jr. It ends up being a receiver room.
That's good.
And his tight end, Brock Bowers. Good. And then Billy Lanny checks in with Justin Herbert, Saquon Barkley. Receivers are Justin Jefferson, Jerry Jeudy, George Pickens. Tight end, George Kittle.
So you know who I had ranked really high on my big board going into this draft?
Who you didn't take.
Who I did not take and who I think I would have just lost the draft. But if you're really thinking flag football, wouldn't Kyler Murray be the bet, like one of the best flag football
that
quarterbacks.
Occurred to me. I mean, no one took Patrick Mahomes.
No, I don't know.
Not elusive enough.
No, I thought like Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, even Baker Mayfield, I think would fit flag pretty well. I do like the Jaden Daniels pick too.
So Hurts, I think, would be a good Hurts I had on my list. I did go Josh Allen over Hurts.
The running back snub, I think the biggest running back snub is
Travion Henderson.
Kamara.
Oh, Kamara would be good.
Good.
Again, how old will he be in 2028?
True.
But there you go. One text already. Keefe 100%.
Thank you.
Has the best team.
Thank you.
If I was going to vote, I would vote for me. Keefe, whose team would you vote for?
Keefe's team.
Okay. Nick, you?
Keefe's team.
Yes.
You've ruined the bit.
Yeah.
Billy, who would you vote for back there?
My team.
Yeah.
At that point, confidence.
At that point, you're just going to say Keefe's team.
Good confidence.
We'll put this up shortly at Jones and Keefe. Flag football. We'll have NFL players in the Olympics, LA, in 2028.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. We just concluded our flag football draft. NFL players will be available in 2028 at the Olympics. Goes along with all our Patriots conversation earlier. We discussed the Red Sox, another win without Alex Cora, who was the a-hole, the ump, Mike Estabrook, or Walker Buehler last night. Maybe we should have mixed Francisco Lindor in there as well. A lot of people pissed at him. You can go check all that out on the Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We'll get our flag football rosters up shortly at Jones and Keefe. Would You Rather, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. What do we have today, Billy?
All right, first up, would you rather have Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle or SGA and Jalen Williams?
Okay. So I think mine actually has changed very recently, but I'm curious to hear
based
yours.
Off of last night?
Well, based off, I would say, the last handful of games, yeah.
I mean, SGA is not my favorite player to watch in the league. He's probably going to win the MVP. You and I both would vote for Jokic, but sadly we don't have votes.
Oh, no, I think it's...
He's going to be the MVP.
Yeah, it's probably a done deal, yeah.
That's tonight, right? I think they announced that tonight.
I heard Terps say it's tonight. Yeah.
I think it's tonight. Edwards is younger. Like, Edwards is a few years younger. Edwards is only 23. I think SGA is about to be 27. Julius Randle's already 30, though. So if you're factoring in, like, the second guy, I think I would have to take the Thunder's duo based on the season and what they're doing currently. But I really thought about this one because I think Edwards, if you're talking about guys that you would want for the next 8-10 years, Edwards has to be at the top of that list.
So, agreed. And we were talking about this a little bit before the show. Like, if Edwards wins a title and he's 23, 24 years old, and it's his first trip to the NBA Finals, it will blow up a lot of the narratives that had excused Tatum and Brown getting there. Oh, most guys don't win until they're 27, 28. Most guys don't win in their first trip to the Finals. Like, Edwards would blow a lot of that up. SGA is older, which makes it a little bit different. I never really got the Jalen Williams fascination, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
pretty good.
He's fine, but is he the number two on a championship caliber team? I never really felt that way. I'm a little more sold on him watching him last night, watching him in game 7, last round against Denver. Mm-hmm. His physicality stands out. He's a pretty well-rounded player. And so to me, if it was just SGA versus Edwards, I might go the other way.
Yeah.
Factoring in that second guy, I've come around on Williams literally in the last week. I would take the OKC side as well.
And also, I think in the NBA, it's tough to even predict long windows, even if the guy's young. Just so many things happen. There's like the second apron stuff now, but it's just like with injuries, like you might have to, even with young guys, you might have to be like, all right, what can you do in the next 3 years?
No,
like what's
true.
Your 3 year run? And then you have to sort of reset after that.
I think that's fair.
All right.
Okay. What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather have Rafael Devers and Trevor Story or Juan Soto?
So I know he's off to a miserable start. Soto.
It has to be Soto.
It's been a horrible start.
He doesn't run it out, but neither did Manny Ramirez. People are all over Soto.
Do you think Devers runs it out half the time? Are you kidding me?
No.
He flew out of the box yesterday. With
okay,
his home run.
He doesn't get caught standing at first when he smokes one off the monster often.
Yeah,
but he also plays half his games at Fenway, which is a little different than Juan Soto. Not to say the guy's never played there, but. Devers never loafs and never dogs it? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I would be a terrible Little League coach because I think sportsmanship and hustle are overrated. Like, I don't think if you're a guy that hits 40 home runs a year, if you don't leg it out to first every single time, like, I'm not going to lose my mind. Now, I know it's funny, though, and all the memes because this is a guy now making over $700 million. You'd think, hey, run it down to first. You only have four at-bats a game. So I get the pushback to it. But the reason why this question was there is I know the massive long-term deal of Juan Soto, $700-plus million, but just this season, I think Devers and Story's salaries equal Soto's. So for this one-off,
no,
obviously,
I,
like long-term, it's a whole different thing. So to me, Story is kind of, he's just a guy. Like he's a pretty highly paid guy. But if you had Soto in the scenario, you just put Meyer at short and you're fine. You don't lose anything and you might be better.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So if your
roster would just fit together so much better.
It'd be way better.
Yeah.
It'd be way better. So I would rather have Soto.
I was looking some of this up yesterday. Soto has a much, much lower average and way fewer RBIs. But the home runs aren't that far off. The OPS really isn't that far off just from Devers. And he's off to a slow start. And Devers is red hot right now. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if Soto by himself winds up with better numbers by the end of the year. And he's not a great defensive player. He doesn't hustle. Neither does Devers. And Story isn't even good. I would rather the Soto side. Now, I think a lot of people in New York are regretting that contract and don't feel good about that contract and the fit.
Yeah.
And I would acknowledge that it's gotten off to a bad start. But I'd wager on him having a better year than Devers from this point forward and ending up with better overall numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're both on the Soto side
of
that.
Soto.
What else, Billy?
Would you rather live in Oklahoma or Minnesota?
You've been to Minnesota, correct?
I have been. I spent 1 week in Minnesota during the Super Bowl where the Patriots lost to the Eagles. And so I spent many days at the Mall of America.
Nice.
I took in a T-Wolves game.
Oh.
Same game that Belichick was at.
Oh, right. I forgot
that
about
one.
That. Yeah, Jordan was there, right?
Jordan must have been.
Sick brag, bro.
Yep, nice. No doubt. I was walking around like the ice sculptures, which just last for months on end because it is the coldest place on earth. I've lived my entire life in New England. Went to college in upstate New York. Coldest I've ever been is Minnesota.
That is
all cold temperatures.
Yeah.
I would rather be cold than hot, but Minnesota, next level. Now, I've never been to Oklahoma.
Me neither.
So I looked up, what are the things to do in Oklahoma?
The whole state or the city?
Oklahoma, just okay. Oklahoma in general.
Okay.
Now, I assume maybe you gravitate towards OKC or you gravitate towards Minneapolis or
yep.
St. Paul.
Yeah.
So there's the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum.
Okay.
There's something called Bricktown.
Oh, Bricktown.
Yep. There's the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum.
Yeah, you didn't know that was there.
There's a lot of museums.
Yeah.
There's a casino. There is a botanical gardens.
Oh.
There's a cave house. Looks like a house that's looks like a cave.
Yeah.
There's like a beer tour. So I'd be in on that. And there's an aquarium. So without having been there, I think I'd choose Oklahoma.
Okay.
Centrally located in the United States. Close to everything.
I assume the way you were going to answer this was
Minnesota?
No, I've been to Minnesota, and it was awful.
That's
so
also
by
true.
Default, I'm going to Oklahoma. I mean, that's what I assumed
you
were
going to
say.
Risky, though, because at least know the highs and the lows.
But you went to Minnesota and weren't in love with it.
Yeah, I mean, but like they have Chick-fil-A and Orange Julius.
you don't have those?
They have a roller coaster in the mall.
Yeah,
for God's
sakes. I do understand that. I'm not a roller coaster
That's
guy.
Not bad.
I would go OKC, just by default because I don't want to be freezing cold in Minnesota.
Yeah, but it's just like a bunch of like cowboys. Like what's in Oklahoma?
I don't know.
Not much.
You just told me. Yeah, I mean,
Minnesota has four pros teams though.
Yeah,
Oklahoma's got the one.
Yeah.
Well,
the Sooners count.
Yeah, you'd be a Sooners guy.
You could be a Gopher guy. go to Minnesota, be a Golden
or a Cowboy.
That's way different.
You
yeah,
or,
yeah, maybe you just.
That's true. Marcus Smart.
Oh, that's true. I thought you meant an actual Cowboy. I'm like, yeah, you have to. You could just abstain from sports altogether and just be a Cowboy.
I think you'd have to be. Yeah, no, Oklahoma, like, that's, like, these two markets, like, one of these teams is going to the NBA Finals, which the NBA can't be
enamored with. Be thrilled about that. Give me Oklahoma over Minnesota.
Yeah, I guess reluctantly.
Summer, Minnesota's gorgeous. I don't know. I don't want to deal with the winters there.
Couldn't speak to
it. Don't want
to
do it. Okay, what's our last one, Bill?
Would you rather have two burgers, two dogs, or one of each?
Okay, this is a brilliant question. Number one, because we have a barbecue starting up in the park here.
We're 24 minutes away from an outdoor barbecue.
Parking lot, I should say. Not the park, but right outside the studio here. Yeah, our street park out there. But also, many of you will be attending your cookouts, your barbecues for Memorial Day this weekend. I want one of each. I want a burger. I want a dog.
Yeah.
I want to, you know.
Experience all the flavors.
I want a full tasting menu is what I want, Keith.
I think it has to be both.
I don't want two burgers. No. Although I prefer burger to hot dog. I don't want two
Same.
Of them. I don't want two dogs.
Yeah.
I want, as you said, a little taste of everything. I want to fill out the palate.
I agree. I think it's a no-brainer. The one of each order is the greatest order you can have at a BBQ. One of the things, though, is if you're not the one running the grill.
Yeah.
You're taking a risk. You could have like two overcooked burgers, this two undercooked burgers.
Now, I hope Mike Thomas, earmuffs out there, Mike Thomas. Because I feel like this is a.
No, I think it's going to be fine.
Okay.
I trust it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I trust this experience. Okay. But I was saying sometimes you go, or like the hot dog's all weird or whatever. You're like, at least if you have one of each, you're like, all right, even if one of them's bad, you're like, at least I have the other one. One of each is where it's at. That should be like the go-to order for everyone. You should almost assume when people come over to the house, it's going to be one of each.
I want one of each.
Yes.
Are you just having a burger? Are you just having a dog? No. I want one of each.
Just four dogs, please.
Four dogs?
Jeez.
If you're picking one, though, what are you picking?
A burger.
Burger.
Yeah, burger's the way to go.
Got to go burger.
Yeah.
Billy, what are you doing?
One of each.
Yeah, one of each.
And then burger over dog if I have to pick one.
Nick?
Probably the same, but if it's a good grilled dog... I might go dog.
That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about good grilled dogs out there.
Well, I think it's easier to like burn the dog. So
I don't mind a steam dog, by the way. I feel like
you don't.
I don't mind a steam dog.
We would do steam dogs.
Team steam.
You're team steam on the dog.
I am.
Oh, I like the grill marks on the dog. The hot dog, not an actual canine.
Right.
I'm not a psychopath.
I think I might be team steam. I think I'm
no
with Billy.
No way.
Yeah, I was afraid to admit it at first, but now there's dozens of us. Yeah.
When we would do the old baseball challenge,
any hot dog.
Yeah, no.
Let's make that clear. I'll eat whatever hot dog you put.
But now, what is your preference?
Steamed.
Team steam.
No, team grill. It's not a snappy a name, but
Nick might. It's not a snappy a name. No, it works.
Nick's like, put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just make sure it's good.
It's steamed over boiled.
Yeah. It's like raw, right out of the fridge.
Steamed over boiled. Agreed. Although I don't mind a ween boil. That's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah. You get
give me a hot dog bowl.
Say it again.
Is that what we're calling that?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Your breath reeks of hot dogs.
So just a much unhealthier version of a hot dog.
That's right.
Can we leave? I'm starving.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. What do you think's going on out there? We can't get the cookout off our minds.
The baseball challenge many years ago when I was younger, we would go to like a buddy's house and we would do one hot dog, one 16-ounce beer for every inning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
We would have
16-ounce beer.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge.
I didn't realize
it's major league challenge.
I thought it was just a can of beers. It's 16 ounce.
So I got the solo cups are spilling out. It's a mess. And so, but yeah, we would have somebody just sort of work in the, and then we would just be like boiling the dogs in there.
Uh-huh.
So, because rather than like running out to the grill, then that's a whole thing. Because you really weren't going for flavor at that point.
No, you're just trying to survive. It's a survival situation.
Yeah.
You got to get through it, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Our guy, Monty Mack, always very useful
loves
in the Twitch chat,
yep.
Says, burgers and dogs suck. Barbecue all day. That was not part of the exercise, sir.
Great.
We get the briskets better.
I like that. You show up to somebody's cookout and you go,
can you guys put these on?
No barbecue here.
Hey, oh, yeah,
the ribs. Yeah, cook this up. I brought my own steak.
Got my own brisket. Roast? You got 6 hours?
Yeah. She came yesterday. You help yourself.
Yeah. I brought my own steak. Can you cook it for me? Here is that guy. That's very useful. Would you rather Wednesday, every Wednesday here on Jones and Keith? Let's get to the Celtics. And Keith, speaking of earmuffs, you're not going to want to hear this.
No.
But you know who may have made the best point about the Celtics?
Me?
LeBron James.
No.
We'll get to it next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My only gripe with the Celtics sometimes is the discipline to get space, to find angles off the first action, set up some pick and rolls, to make sure they're getting downhill, touching the paint. They're so good that sometimes I think they settle.
You think they get bored sometimes?
I think they do.
Doing it so
like
long.
Almost prisoners of their success. You know, the finals a bunch lately. Yeah. They won it. They had incredible regular seasons.
Yeah.
You know what it's like when you're
successful. Yeah, it seems like sometimes.
Teams,
it seems like they get bored sometimes with the. I don't want to say the process because they've. I mean, they are who they are, and they've. You know, when you look at Tatum Brown, they've. This is years and years and years and years. They've punched their 10,000 hours. You know, and. But sometimes it seems like, sometimes they get a little bored because of how great they are.
Right.
Not only as those two as individuals, but them as a team. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it looks like they get bored.
LeBron James.
So that's what LeBron James and Steve Nash think of the Celtics. I guess Nash is the replacement for J.J. Redick on that podcast. I didn't realize.
Well, they upgraded the player.
For sure.
Much better player, yeah.
Just sitting around, breaking down hoops.
Just chopping it up.
The Celtics look bored, not just Tatum and Brown,
yeah.
And it's understandable with all they've accomplished, he said, but they play the game like they're bored. I thought it was a pretty good criticism.
That was more Steve Nash. That was more Nash than LeBron.
And critique than LeBron.
Yeah, not Nash had it.
Okay.
Nash was on it. I'll give Nash a little bit of credit for that take.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Nash take.
Do you like the take?
So I think the first two games, and these are the two games that Stevens pointed out, like they were up by 20 against the Knicks and lost. So I think there is some of the, we got it. Like, we're good. We're going to win this game. I think they probably felt that way a little bit going into the series because of the success they had during the regular season. Like, we show up. We're all here. We're going to win. Now, that doesn't explain the last game of the season.
No.
Now, that's also no Tatum. Maybe you're just too overmatched and you lost. But they showed such a good response in game five. But then to just get blown out in game six is like, you weren't bored then.
No.
Like, you were trying to fight for your lives, and then you just quit.
So, I don't know. I look at it, and I say, they felt bored with the regular season, for sure, looking back on it. They didn't win enough games at home. We tried to point this out in real time. They didn't win enough games at home. They struggled relatively against top competition. They split with the Cavs. They lost both games against OKC. They had the third best record in the NBA. They won fewer games than a year ago. They played like a bored team. Their style of play, they seem almost robotic, bored by at times. It's like, hey, we're going to chase X. We're going to chase Y. We're only doing that. We're never going to adjust. We're going to play a certain way. I think a lot of teams, Keith, I don't think this is unique to a championship team, probably in any sport, but specifically in recent NBA vintage, I think a lot of champions get bored with the regular season and bored with the process. They've done it before. They just want to zoom back to the NBA finals and the adrenaline rush and the competition, and they lose sight of some of the details or they fall into bad habits. And I think that's exactly what happened with this team. That doesn't make them unique, but that's kind of the problem. I thought they were a unique group. I thought they were better than the other one-off champions, and it turns out they're no different than them.
Yeah, I really thought there was going to be a lot of different motivations for this season, and it didn't really play out that way. I thought all the Olympic drama was actually going to help this team. I thought Jason Tatum being embarrassed by Steve Kerr and not playing in the Olympics was going to kind of put him on a mission, be like, how do you not play the guy that's just won two titles in a row and is maybe either an MVP or at least, you know, in the conversation? He had a really good year, but obviously it wasn't happening in the Knicks series. I thought Jaylen Brown not making the Olympic team might be a little bit of a push where he was going to have a monster season. I thought just them.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're like, yeah, look out, world. And then
it wasn't anything.
None of it.
It wasn't anything. They even lose the first game to Steve Kerr and the Warriors. And you're like, wait, what? Like, I thought they were going to come out like with their hair on fire, and it didn't happen. I also thought just sort of the talk about how teams don't repeat anymore, like it's a new NBA and teams don't repeat, I thought there was going to be some push there. Like, I thought all these things were going to happen, and it didn't really, to the point where they had that lull in the middle of the season where Joe Mazzulla was like, what, you guys thought we were going to win more games this year? And we're like, yeah. We kind of did. Like, you brought everybody back. A guy like Peyton Pritchard even took a step forward. So, like, one of your role players, he had a better year. So why wouldn't the team be better? Everybody's back. Your star guys are in their prime. They dealt with injuries, but they dealt with injuries just like any other team dealt with injuries this year. So I thought they were going to be better. They weren't. But you would say, all right, even championship teams don't always come from the top seed, right? Sometimes it's about health. Sometimes it's about making sure you're ready to go. So 61 games, it's still nothing to sneeze at. That's a pile of wins in the regular season. If you win the title, no one's going to be like, well, you only won 61. But you lose in the second round to a team that you were much better than?
And we thought they were the best team going into the year. They finished third
overall
in the NBA standings. They finished second in the East, and they're bouncing round two. So bored. Thought it was a good word for it. You want to give credit to Nash, not LeBron.
Yeah,
there.
No, Nash had the take. LeBron just kind of agreed with him.
He's kind of repeated it over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, it's interesting. That's how a couple of greats view you, a bored NBA team. You can discuss that, 617-779-7937. Keith, I hate to break it to you, but the vote against the Tush Push, they did not get enough votes to ban the Tush Push.
How about that? I'm not as mad about it as you are. You hate it. I don't really care.
I don't think the dream is dead, by the way. I think the owners are supposedly still going to revisit it again this offseason.
Oh, this offseason?
I thought that was the Pelissero tweet.
You might be right, but I feel like if you put it to a vote and it didn't pass, you got to wait till at least next season. It's just all the teams that lost to the Eagles.
He says there will be more. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's next season that they'll table this until.
Yeah.
Schefter says the final vote on the proposed ban was 22 to 10. They needed 24 votes, I believe. So there were 10 votes against. He says 24 votes needed to ban the Tush Push. The teams that sided with Philly, you ready?
Let's hear it.
The Ravens.
Oh.
The Jets. The Lions.
Makes sense.
And the New England Patriots.
The Pats are anti-Tush Push.
Pats are... No.
They're, they're with the Eagles. Oh, yes. Got it. They're like, Tush Push away. Yeah. So maybe you think they'll do it?
I don't know.
Should they do it?
Should they do it?
Kind of works.
No, it's a cheap, stupid play. They shouldn't do it. I'm actually annoyed. I'm annoyed the Patriots are one of the teams that are keeping this alive.
They like it.
They do like
it. Maybe they should incorporate it. If it's fourth and short, it's just like free money right there on the table for you.
No, I mean, if it's
I don't think I've seen Jalen Hurts get stopped once. Maybe I saw him get stopped once. Like, he like never gets stopped.
Yeah.
They should do it with Drake May.
If you're allowed to do it, then I guess go ahead. But again, people who say it's a football play, it's such nonsense.
You know, oh, you just got to stop it.
Oh, you have to stop dragging the body of your teammate? That's a football play?
Get him out there. Oh, yeah, still got 11 guys.
Go
right?
ahead and stop that.
Well, Wiggy had a good point that would go on your side. He was like, shouldn't the defense be allowed to like push the lineman then?
Yeah.
Like, if you're the linebacker, you should be able to like push players on your own team.
Go ahead and push your defender right into the other guy. Great point. Here's what Pelissero tweeted. Tell me if I'm interpreting this right. The general session of the spring league meeting has concluded without a vote on banning the tush push. And the debate will continue in a privileged session with only owners.
What the hell?
Also, maybe that was before the official vote came through. Maybe that's what's confusing.
Got it.
Maybe that was before they had all the final votes. That was the privileged meeting. And then that was how the vote came through. Maybe that's an outdated tweet.
I do kind of respect the Patriots, though, for not voting to take it out, because they were the victim on the other side when the league wanted to change the rules because the Patriots were too good. They're like, you're being too physical. So they're like, you shouldn't just take the best team in the league and be like, what do they do that other teams don't do? Let's try to ban that? Like, I don't like that.
Vrabel, I thought Vrabel was asked about it early on in the offseason.
About the tush push?
I thought he was.
Maybe.
Or just, like, generically asked about the physicality of it. So there you go. Anyway, they brought in Jason Kelce to defend it, which is just pathetic.
Like, he needs to do
less. He was in there lobbying owners. I'm sure that's what changed everybody's mind at the last second. They're all star bleepers, and they saw Jason Kelce in there, and they're like, oh, players here, we're not going to downvote it. So the Patriots and everybody else caved to it, I'm sure. But I'm annoyed that the Patriots are part of the reason the tush push, the cheapest play in sports, the tush push is staying alive. That just came in. 617-779-7937. You can climb aboard on Jones and Keefe. We are going to circle back to the match from yesterday. Shime's overconfidence really was a sight to behold.
I mean, it really was a good game. I convinced myself, or convinced me, that he was going to win.
So have you ever had a moment like Shime? That level of overconfidence. or perhaps even something that you are very confident in this very moment. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, let's get back to the Patriots. Drake May, his struggles, are they cause for concern? We should start to mix in some thoughts on Bill, Jordan, Linda, the whole Nantucket love triangle, the renaming of the boat. Coming up as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.